subscribers.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Cass with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, members of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, or RTBU, in Queensland have slammed a new customer service model proposed by Queensland Rail, warning it will leave vulnerable train passengers without vital assistance. Under the new model, which is set to start in early May, select stations across southeast Queensland will no longer be staffed past 1 p.m. or on weekends. The union called the plan reckless, as a lack of station assistance and station markers leaves vulnerable members such as students or those with disabilities without protection or assistance. Those who rely on ramp access may find themselves effectively locked out of the network. Queensland Rail responded that when a station is not staffed, the guards on board the trains will provide boarding and disembark, with the number of security personnel set to increase as well. The RTBU wrote to the Transport Minister, urging for the state to intervene and implement minimum station staffing.
On the eve of being brought before the Federal Court for an explanation, the Queensland Government has made a last-minute reversal on a secret policy that would see every new native title contested in court. Most native title claims typically involve two parties, being the traditional owner group and the state government, consenting and being signed off on in a consent determination hearing by the federal court. However, in February, Queensland Natural Resources Minister Dale Last ordered that all determination claims be contested. Last stated that, quote, "The government believes Queensland should be open and available for all Queenslanders," before backflipping before the hearing.
In national news, the ongoing conflict in the Middle East has forced pharmaceutical companies that supply critical medicines to Australians to reroute as the Strait of Hormuz remains blocked. The CEO of Medicines Australia, Liz DeSommer, said that there is, quote, "enormous impact on the cost of the industry," as companies divert from sea transport to air freight. Critical ingredients such as petroleum and common medications are also facing accessibility disruptions, while raw materials used for producing others are being delayed, furthering risks of medicine prices going up.
South Australia is having its first election since laws banning donations to political parties were introduced. Director of the Australia Institute's Democracy and Accountability Program warns that the ban will likely not improve the system, as funds can be donated to third-party organisations and campaigners with less transparency. Right-wing lobbyist groups such as Turning Point Australia, the Australian Christian Lobby, and the progressive lobbying group Get Up have all registered themselves as third parties in time for the ballot, allowing them to continue to raise and spend funds with disclosure deadlines only days after the polling day.
In international news, Australia's online safety regulator has been warned that child abuse material is particularly systemic on social media platform X, particularly in generation with the partner AI system Grok. The chatbot that can be used to generate both text and image media was found in January to have been used in the creation of sexualized images of women and children. It's been 4 years since Elon Musk took over the X Corporation, promising a crackdown on child exploitation material. However, the eSafety Commission's latest inquiry has identified the site as containing the most readily accessible child exploitation material of any mainstream service.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.